Okay, at some points during the game today, I thought we were pretty doggone good. Thought we were really good defensively early, and then after that, got on some of the guys at substitutions because I thought our play, our intensity fell off quite a bit. And then I thought we were pretty doggone good late, make three threes in a row and do those kind of things always when the ball goes in the basket. Everything, as I've said a million times, everything looks better. The only disappointing thing in the second half was the turnovers. Everybody's trying to hit a home run. Just make the easiest play and don't try to make something when it's not there. So we instituted a rule that when you turn it over, you had the opportunity to come over and sit down. And so that's the reason we made a few more substitutions there. But 13 turnovers in the second half is way too many. But defensively, I thought we did some good things. If you don't put them on the foul line, I would have really been happy. But again, we had some really good moments, some six guys in double figures and 10 guys in double figures minutes. I like those kind of things.
Coming off the break, you guys had a little more time than usual at home. Did you like the energy?
Yeah, we should have because we had so much time at home. But we haven't practiced. They were shocked because the first night, Christmas night at 7 o'clock, I think it was, 9 o'clock, I guess. They probably thought I was going to kill them, but I told them it wasn't a sensible thing to do. We went fairly short and tried to make sure that nobody got banged up or sore because they hadn't practiced. And then yesterday, we practiced in the morning and came back and shot some last night. This coming week will be a really good week for us because it's the first time in quite a while, really, that we've had that we'll be able to get some practice time. We had no practice time hardly at all before Kentucky and then a week off this time. So next week it'll be extremely important for us.
Coach, when Justin Jackson plays as well as he did today, what does it add not only to your offense but also to his confidence?
Well, I think it should be confident. He'd stop making that look-away pass every time he looks it away, he throws a sucker away. So look away, throw away, those things go together. But I got mad at him because Marcus wanted him to shoot the ball. Everybody wanted him to shoot it, and he didn't shoot it. So I screamed at him, told him to shoot the ball, and come over and sit down. So the next two times he got it, he shot it. And think that was really good for him, but it's also really good for our team. We need somebody to step up. And I said all year I think he's really going to be a good shooter, and I think those were big for his confidence today.
With this three-point shot, was it just been a matter of just not dropping, or have you seen anything?
Technically, there's nothing wrong with the shot. You know, he's got to spin it a little bit more. I think I've never seen a great shooter. The ball didn't spin really good. And we've talked to him about that. That's about it. Technically, it's just a little more confidence.
Has any maybe of his hesitancy, does that have to do with just being a freshman and still kind of trying to figure out where he fits in the pecking order, so to speak?
It could be, but that gives him an out. You know, I can't change it to a sophomore, so quit giving me an excuse. You know, it didn't affect Tyler Hansbrough when he was a freshman, so it shouldn't affect anyone unless you allow it to affect you. And we've played 12 games now. So should be more comfortable, and yet I agree with you that they are freshmen, and you've got to understand that, but I'm trying to push them through that because kids sometimes they'll keep using that as an excuse, and I don't want that. I think he's really got a chance to be a really good player.